Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in Sydney say a man stabbed five people to death at a busy shopping center before he was fatally shot, leaving multiple people, including a small child, injured. Police say the suspect attacked nine people at the Westfield Shopping Center in Bundy Junction, which is in the city's eastern suburbs, before an inspector shot him after he turned to raise a knife. Vernon Michael is a witness.
Sure, I was just grateful because, like, literally 2 minutes before that, we were sitting right where it happened, where the first lady got stabbed. So, and I don't know, apparently she didn't, I don't know how she is, but, yeah.
Assistant Police Commissioner Anthony Cook said he believed that the suspect acted alone and there was no continuing threat. He said officials did not know who the offender was and an investigation was just beginning. The UN's refugee chief said Friday that the prospect of Gazans crossing into Egypt from the border town of Rafah to escape a military assault would make the resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict impossible and cause an atrocious dilemma for the people fleeing.
We must fervently do everything for this not to happen.
United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi, Israeli plans to assault Rafah, where more than a million Gazans have been sheltering from military offenses further north, have drawn widespread condemnation. Even Israel's closest ally, the United States, has warned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the country could face global isolation if it moves ahead with the plan. Growing numbers of Russian soldiers are trying to get out of the war in Ukraine. Overall, asylum claims from Russians have surged in the U.S., France, and Germany since Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago, but few are getting in. Russian soldiers present particular concerns. Basically, are they spies, war criminals, or heroes? The Associated Press spoke with five officers, one soldier who deserted. This is VOA News. The drying up of Western military support for Ukraine in recent months has left the city of Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Sean Hogan with Reuters tells us more.
Just 18 miles from the Russian border, a missile can reach the city in under a minute. Western military support has dried up in recent months. A vital U.S. military aid package has been stuck in Congress amid Republican resistance, leading Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his appeal for more air defense supplies. This week said almost a quarter of Kharkiv has been destroyed. He's accused Russia of reducing the city to rubble to clear the way for troops to advance. With Russia intensifying aerial assaults on Ukraine's power network in recent weeks, Kharkiv has suffered rolling blackouts lasting up to 12 hours a day.
A transitional council in Haiti is set to choose new leaders and formally established amid gang violence. VOA's Alexis Stroop tells us more.
A transitional council tasked with choosing Haiti's next prime minister and cabinet has been formally established as gangs tighten their grip on the troubled Caribbean country. Friday's announcement is expected to trigger the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry. He promised to step down once the council was created. Henry did not immediately issue comment following publication of the decree creating the council in a gazette published by Haiti's government. The official creation comes exactly a month after Caribbean leaders announced plans to help form a nine-member council with seven members awarded voting powers. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The judge in Donald Trump's hush money criminal case has turned down the former president's request to postpone his trial because of publicity about the case. It is the latest in a string of delayed denials that Trump has gotten from various courts this week as he fights to stave off the trial's start Monday with jury selection. Among other things, Trump's lawyers argue that the jury pool has been deluged with what the defense sees as an exceptionally prejudicial news coverage of the case. The defense argues that's a reason to hold off the case indefinitely. The U.S. House has passed a bill to reauthorize and reform a key U.S. government surveillance tool without including broad restrictions on how the FBI uses this crucial program to search for Americans' data. But despite passage with bipartisan support, opponents of the final proposal forced a vote on a procedural motion to be taken up early next week, further delaying the legislation being sent to the U.S. Senate. It is the latest in a series of hurdles for Speaker Mike Johnson, who has been negotiating with far-right detractors of the legislation for weeks. The program is set to expire on April 19th if Congress does not act.